Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 13th, 2014. Today is Thursday in the first week of Lent. In the Gospel of Mark today, we're assigned one of my very favorite stories. It takes place in the second chapter. Jesus has returned to Capernaum, and word has got out that he's in town. And people gather. They rush in to see this healer, this teacher, this exorcist. They gather around the house so that there are so many of them, you can't even get in to the house. And people are standing around the house. And then four men, bring one of their friends who's a paralytic to see Jesus. They come to the front door. Can't get in. Go around to the windows. Can't get in. Go to the back door. No way. The crowd is packed. Standing room only. I'm sure if there had been a fire marshal in Capernaum, they would have exceeded the legal limit of people in a confined space. Not to be deterred, the friends climb up on the roof and tear a hole in the roof and lower their paralytic friend down into the middle of the room, right in front of Jesus. And then Mark says an interesting thing. He says that Jesus sees their faith, the faith of the paralytic's friends. Not the paralyzed man, but the faith of his friends who've gone through all of that effort, all of that activity to put their ill friend at the feet of Jesus. Jesus looks down at the paralyzed man and says, "Your sins are forgiven." And immediately some religious people in the room begin to wonder about it. You know, well, who's he? How can he say that their sins are forgiven? Only God can forgive sins. Everybody knows that. If he had read the law of Moses, he would know that only God can forgive sins. And I'm not sure whether Jesus hears them murmuring or he just gets a feeling. But for whatever reason, he turns and he says, "Why are you questioning that? What would be easier, to say to this man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, take up your mat and walk, but so that you may believe, and you may know that the Son of Man has the authority to do these things, to forgive sins?" He says to the paralytic man, "Get up, take your mat, and go to your home." And before everyone's eyes, the man who had been lowered in walks out. One minute he has his back on his bed, and the next minute he has his bed on his back. And people are amazed. They say, "We've never seen anything like this." I wonder what it was like for that man going home. Walking for the first time, perhaps, in his life. I wonder if he made a stop by the local shoe store to get a pair of shoes, because he had never needed a pair of shoes before now. And what of his four friends, peering through the hole in the roof, seeing their friend stand up and walk? What a day. What a moment. Never seen anything like this. Every time I read that story, I wonder about us. Who are the people we would want to bring to Jesus for healing and wholeness, that we would move heaven and earth for? And I'm not necessarily talking about people getting a physical healing, though I'm just game enough to believe that that still happens, though I understand it's a mystery. How many people do we know who are paralyzed by fear, paralyzed by doubt, paralyzed by grief, paralyzed by sadness, paralyzed by guilt, paralyzed from living the life of wholeness and healing and health that is God's salvation? How many people do we know? And how desperate are we to get our friends to Jesus? How desperate are we to get them to a place where they can stand and take up the bed that has held them prisoner and walk into the freedom of God? Let us pray. Strengthen us, O Lord, by your grace, that in your might we may overcome all spiritual enemies and with pure hearts serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.